Sunset Express by Robert Crace. For Leonard Isaacs, who opened the door, and for Kate Wilhelm and Damon Knight, who invited me in. Sunset Express, an Elvis Cole novel. Prologue. The sky above the San Fernando Valley that Saturday morning was a deep blue, washed clean of the dirt and chemical particulates that typically color L.A. air by a breeze that burbled out of the San Gabriel Mountains and over the flat valley floor and across the high ridge of the Santa Monica Mountains. Mulholland Drive snakes along the crest of the Santa Monicas, and if you were walking along Mulholland as Sandra Bernson and her father were doing that morning, you would have been able to look south almost 40 miles across the Los Angeles Basin to the tip of the Long Beach Peninsula, or north some 35 miles across the San Fernando Valley and through the Newhall Pass to the deep purples of the Santa Susana Mountains and the peaks surrounding Lake Castaic. It was a day of unusual clarity, the far horizons magnified as if by some rare trick of optical law that might even allow you to see into the lives of the sleeping millions in the valleys below. Sandra Bernson later said that as she watched the small private airplanes floating into and out of Van Nuys Airport in the center of the valley that morning, she imagined them to be flying carpets. On mornings like these, she later said, it was easy to believe in magic. Sandra was a 15-year-old honor student at the prestigious Harvard Westlake School, and her father, Dave Bernson, was a television writer and producer of moderate success, then working as the supervising producer of a popular series on the Fox television network. The Bernsons lived in a contemporary home on a small private road off Mulholland Drive in